This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Can you hear that okay?
I sure do.
Look at that stand.
I know. Did you really think that I returned it to Amazon?
In a fit of rage.
Over.
After last week, anything's possible.
I'm so nervous that this is going to like stop working again. Although what's funny is, so I told you, like, after
nothing was funny about it last week.
No, oh god, I was so fucking irritated. Oh well, it seems to be working just fine. Are you working tomorrow? Do you have to work tomorrow?
Yeah, I was out yesterday.
You were out. You everything all right?
I had a big milestone B day yesterday.
Was it seriously your birthday yesterday? Fuck. Oh my god, I feel like such an asshole.
No, it's fine. It's funny because Melissa's like, what are you doing for your birthday? I said, I'm sitting in my chair. I don't give a fuck.
I'm sitting in my rocker.
I turned off on Facebook. I turned off any like birthday stuff, but then I think
I hate all that.
My boss did it. And then I thought, okay, well, that's one. And then other people saw, oh, what's his birthday? And in our system, when you open it up, it lists people's birthdays, like people we work with, people in the office. So I started getting these messages like, all right, okay. So this makes me want to delete my Facebook. Just so I don't have to do that.
Do it. Hashtag delete Facebook.
Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. Two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
Hey, hey, easy there. I go first. I know it's been 2 weeks since we did this.
I don't fucking know what to do anymore.
I don't know. What is happening with our lives? I feel like I don't even remember. I forgot your birthday. I blame technical difficulties from last week. All right, let's
hold on. Facebook.
Let me top my beer off. Probably.
I at least changed the date on my little sheet here. Even if I didn't change much else.
If I still had Facebook, I probably would have gotten some sort of indication that it was your birthday yesterday. Fuck. God. Okay. Anyway, I'm really upset at myself. I'm sorry I missed your birthday, Robert.
If I cared, I would have said something to you yesterday. I'd be like, oh, I guess I guess you forgot. I had to call.
I did.
Oh, never mind. It's fine. I don't even listen. Well, what are you going to? And I'm a year off. I thought I was a year younger than I am.
Oh, that's hilarious.
My sister was like, oh, you're going to get together for your birthday. I said, oh, we'll do it next year when it's a big one. I'm too old to see people.
I turned 36. My insurance went down $60 a month.
Too old to see people.
All right, let's do this. Let's do it.
All right, go.
All right. Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I think I'm Robert, and you're listening to episode 58 for Monday, April 2nd, 2018.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about the technical difficulties. This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about the technical difficulties that kept us from getting you an episode next. Fuck, fuck, fuckity fuck. This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about the technical difficulties that kept us from delivering an episode to you guys last week. We're going to talk about the beer we're drinking. Also, our control of the remote controls. No, wait.
We'll talk about why we have to be the one in charge of the remote control, why Rob decided to quit Facebook, and yet again, this week, we've got two crazy news stories.
You're Bob K.
This is going to be a real shit show.
I mean, I feel like I'm rusty, because last week, we couldn't record.
We were ready.
We tried our damnedest due to technical difficulties, and regardless of what Robert says, I did pay my bill. I pay my internet bill every month. If there's a bill that gets paid, it's my internet and my cell phone. So both of those got paid on time, as always, but, you know. Stuff happens, and I've made some changes to the network settings just to help solidify everything. So I'm ready to roll.
Yeah, it's a once in a lifetime, but it's a once in a blue moon thing where it just doesn't work. We tried for a good hour to get on here because one, we need it, and I know we've talked about that a bunch in the past where we just have to be here. And I even put it out on Twitter. It's kind of like our therapy session that we miss for the week. So. I could tell really within the first few minutes of us trying and barely getting any audio or video from you that you needed to sit down as much as anybody, and it just didn't happen. So by the time the hour was done, said, let's just call it a day and we'll try it next week. But I don't know. This week seems to be better, so I've got my fingers crossed, and I'll keep them there throughout the episode.
It is better because today is my last day of work until April 9th. So
what?
Yeah, you know, well, so this is the thing. This is how it went down. I was supposed to work tomorrow, which is Good Friday.
Oh, thank goodness.
But I couldn't get out of work today, which was Tiger's opening day. So I'm like, you know what? It is what it is. So I was like, I'll just work, and then I'm off next week anyway. I'll work on Friday. The market's closed. Like, I don't have a ton to do. Like, nobody wants to talk to me tomorrow. But anyway, so I get into work today, find out shortly after that the Tigers home opener has been postponed till tomorrow because of rain.
Same as the Nats.
Exactly. So I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, you know what? I could just not work tomorrow and go to opening day. And then I was like, or I could just not work tomorrow and watch the game from my couch. So I think
I'll probably... in your comfy sweatpants.
I think I'll probably go with the latter. We'll see what happens, you know, because we discussed it last year, like opening day in Detroit, it's like a big fucking deal. So,
yeah,
you know, you kind of want to go down there and experience it. Like there's millions of people, I would say, that go down there that don't even, I don't know if it's millions. It's a lot of people that go down there that don't even go to the game.
It's a big park,
you know, but, well, that's the thing. It's not all about just, it's about the Tigers game. But it's about joining together as a community and getting shit-faced as well. So, you know, that'll be happening, but I'll probably just be up here and hang out with Kelly and stuff. She was excited that I decided to take tomorrow off.
Yeah.
You know? But I don't think you're... I think you mentioned you're not quite as lucky with tomorrow's as I am.
No, I gotta work. I was out yesterday, but I've got to work tomorrow. And the Nats actually don't have their opening day game until tomorrow either because of the rain in Cincinnati.
Does it?
So they're not actually going to be playing here. Yeah, 4 o'clock.
Okay.
So I work from home on Friday, so that's fine. So we'll be home and be able to turn it on and at least listen to it, or even, I guess, depending on if work's kind of slow, I can always move my laptop in there and do it. But I try not to do it because it's distracting. But yeah, so that'll be good. And then next week is when they're actually playing at home. I'm not sure I'll be able to get to that game, although I'd like to. A friend of my son's is going with his dad, so he's been asking, can we go? But it's tough on a Thursday night.
You know, you make sacrifices. They play a lot of games, you know, it's not just on the weekend. So, you know, you make it work. I think I have one, although I'm taking Colin to one next month. It's close enough. Next month. It's by the time this goes out, it'll be next month because I'm going in May by the time this episode is released. But, you know, that'll be fun. I think that's a Sunday afternoon game. And I picked one that's a little bit later in the season or later than like the first month, just to hope that it's not what it's supposed to be tomorrow, which is in the 30s and 30s, 40s.
We're 70s here today.
Oh man, you lucky bastard. It was
hot.
Yeah. And we've lucked out before with Tigers home opener. We've had it where it's been in the 60s, 70s, and sunny, and I've been there for that, but I've also been there when it's 40 degrees, 30 something degrees,
rainy.
And rainy and nasty. And, you know, it's fucking baseball. What are you going to do?
Well, Ben's too busy making books. He's, I think I've at least talked to you about it, but he does a lot of drawing and he calls it illustrating. So he does these illustrations. He gets paper and he folds them up and he makes these books. He staples them and he actually takes time. He writes these stories. He illustrates them. And the other day we go to pick him up and he's in the car and he's got money falling out of his pocket. Like, well, where did you get that money? He goes, well, I sold some books.
That's so awesome. Man, Ben's my hero.
It gets better. So Melissa's coming home with him and she said, well, what do you mean? She's thinking, well, maybe he had some books because he's got a ton of books. He likes to read. So it's like, oh, maybe he sold some old books or they had this book fair or maybe he bought some and he sold, I don't know. So she says, well, what are you talking about? And he said, I drew some books and some of the kids like to watch me and two of the kids bought books from him. He pulls $37 out of his pocket. Now, these kids are under 10 and he pulls $37 out of his pocket. One kid paid him $1. One kid paid him $36. Now, my first question is, well, I was laughing. I thought it was cool. Melissa was not happy. She dropped him off. She took the $37 back up, put it in little envelopes to give it back to the kids. Because I'm sure their parents, like, where did you get the money? But where is it? Well, I bought this paperback from a kid who drew it at school. And it was just the coolest thing to think he's out there. He's like shucking money for his books. And I don't know. And I put it in our notes. Ben's a hustler. And he definitely awesome. Is. He got $37. I think he's published. He's we have to have him on the show now so we can interview him about his success. But I just had to crack up.
He's going to win a Pulitzer one day.
Well, that's the thing. He says, well, I'm either going to be a professional baseball player or, an author or illustrator kind of thing. So, well, you can always do both. It doesn't really matter, but
yeah, good for
him. He's constantly doing it. And even the ladies that are there, like, oh, he's writing and he's over there in his corner. He's just like Hemingway in the corner by himself and writing these books. And then the kids kind of crowd around him, see what he's up to, and they leave him alone. And then they come back and check on him. But I don't know, $37, that's pretty good.
That's phenomenal. Like I said, he's kind of a little bit my hero now. Good for him.
He is. He's a fun little kid, and I don't know. I was proud of him for it. And again, like I said, Melissa was not that happy with it, but said, "Hey, he's already out there trying to earn his keep."
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's making things happen. You know,
yeah, he's old enough to do that. But
it's a tough world out there. Not too early. Never too early to save for retirement. So.
No, but it is way too early. One, he's in bed now. The other thing it is too early for him to do is to drink a beer.
Not us, though.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
Never us.
We can drink beer, Robert.
Now,
I've already started.
I sip mine because you were late this week, but I enjoyed the one we had last week during the non-episode, and it was good. And I almost had a different one, but I'm still kind of full from dinner. So I've got this one that I do like. So I'll save that other one for next
week.
So
I'm glad you mentioned it. I lost whatever I had last week.
It was a sucker pucker.
Yeah, it was fucking terrible. So the good news is I picked a better one this week. And it just so happens to be that we didn't record last week. So you didn't miss anything.
You had to rate a shitty beer again?
No.
It was a pink?
No, it wasn't pink. It was just, it tasted like... It tasted like
pucker up or something.
Yeah, it tasted like a Sour Patch Kid or a Now and Later that just doesn't have the sweet part. It's just the sour part.
Sour Wench.
Yeah, that's right, Sour Wench. And you know, it is what it is. I think it was the shorts, maybe. I don't know.
Ballast Point.
Ballast Point, that's right. Yeah. Oh, fuck that beer. They make some good beer. That was not one of them. So this week, though, I have a real humdinger this week. I have an Even More Jesus Imperial Stout from Evil Twin Brewing Company. And if you remember, I had another Evil Twin back on episode 53, Liquid Fecal Excrement. and it was the Imperial Donut
Liquid Fecal Excrement.
There it is. From Evil Twin. And I rated that one on Untappd a 4.75. So it was very well received in camp. Rob Phil. And this one, honestly, it lives up to the hype. It's a highly rated beer from a good brewery, and this definitely kind of falls in line with that. So the Evil Twin, Even More Jesus, says a few times in the history of craft beer, it has happened that a highly praised beer rises above beyond. Try that again. A few times in the history of craft beer, it happened that a highly praised beer rises beyond mortal stardom into a higher godly league. Usually, the recipe to make such heavenly drops is thick, fudge-like body, pitch black color, amazingly overwhelmingly aromas of chocolate, coffee, dark fruits, and muscovado sugar. Obviously, only made in limited amounts, and most crucial of all, it must taste rare. So this is an Imperial Stout, 12% alcohol by volume, and it is brewed at the Westbrook Brewing Company in South Carolina. I think SC stands for South Carolina, right? I don't know.
Probably.
It says SC.
Usually.
The website's eviltwin.dk, though. I don't even know what the fuck DK is. So that could
Denmark.
Be... Denmark. So I feel like it might not actually be brewed in South Carolina. Hold on, let me. Stratford, Connecticut. No, it is. I know what I'm doing. Shut up. Okay. So it's
we never said we had facts here. We
no I never even said I know what the fuck I'm talking about when it comes to beer. But what I will say is it pours like motor oil, with a nice dark brown thick head. It leaves a nice thick residue on the sides of the glass as I swaft the beer around, per se. So it's a thick malty beer. But true to an imperial stout, it definitely has a warm taste to it. It does, you do get that boozy taste to it a little bit, but I'll tell you, that being said, it's really smooth, and I get a lot of complexity in the flavor as well. Like when I'm, it's hard to, like, as I'm drinking, I can taste almost like a dark chocolate bitterness. I could taste a little bit of like the caramel, taste to it, but then, as soon as I'm finished, I taste like a roasty flavor. So the coffee kind of comes in then. It's kind of like almost like coffee that's been just like brewed too long. And so it's just that very strong kind of bitter taste to it. But then, you know, as I kind of like let it settle onto my palate a little bit, I taste just the Muscovado sugar kind of sets in at that point. I get a nice kind of sugary taste to it. So it's not, because it is smoky, it's not a dessert stout by any means, but it's a really, really nice, solid stout. I think I rated it a 4.5 on Untappd. Wow. It's not an easy one to come by, but if you can get your hands on it and you like the imperial stouts, this is a really good solid imperial style with some really nice complex flavor to it.
So if you're ever in Denmark or South Carolina, you should pick up a bottle.
Denmark, South Carolina, like you, I don't know. Well, I started thinking, I'm like, it's, if they're in Denmark, then SC, does that actually mean South Carolina and Denmark? I don't know. I don't speak Denmarkish to find out.
Me either.
And I like it in this particular one. I think you can get it in a bottle. This particular one was in a can, you know, of course, it was purchased by our good friends of the show, Napa Valley Beverage Company at 15 Mount and Sterling Heights. Solid, solid beer, though.
Well, good. I'm going to go back to our other friends at Dogfish Head, and I've reviewed a couple of these in the past, and Dogfish Head is one of those that really never has let me down. So anytime I see something that I have either not tried from them, or if I just happened upon it again, it's something a little bit different that I don't normally have, I pretty much will always grab it. And this is one of those that I haven't had in a little while, but I grabbed it just so I could have it again on the show. But it is the Dogfish Head Flesh and Blood IPA. And the other times I've had Dogfish Head on the show, episode 37, Girthy Egg Rolls, I had a Dogfish Head Pumpkin Ale. Girthy Egg Rolls. I like going back and hearing the old show titles. Episode 41, Hot and Ready, I had the Liquid Truth Serum, which I still have in the refrigerator. I like that. Episode 43, Ring of Idiot Thieves, I had the Dogfish Head Indian Brown Dark IPA, which I was very fond of. And like I said, so this time I've got the Flesh and Blood IPA, and the website says it's brewed with mouth-puckering lemon flesh, sweet orange peel, and blood orange juice. Flesh and Blood balances the resinous, hoppy characteristics of American IPA with the explosive, zesty fruitiness and subtle, drying tartiness and citrus to deliver a highly quaffable ale. I don't know that I can even do that. That's incredibly unique and lovely to down the whole year round. And doesn't really give much information as far as, oh, there it is, IBUs 45, so it's not incredibly hoppy there. Alcohol by volume 7.5, available February through December, so I guess pretty much might as well just say all year, every month but January, evidently. This has been out since 2016, and again, I've had it, and you definitely notice, especially when you're pouring it, you notice the citrus. I'm not really big on lemon in my beer, but I do taste some of the various things, like it says, the orange, the lemon, it's kind of all in there, but none of it's overpowering the other, so it's a nice, smooth IPA. Not overly strong as far as IPAs go, but it is very drinkable, and I'll enjoy it.
That seems like at that IBU, I could even get behind it a little bit. The can, though, what's funny is the can It's like a red color, and it looks to me like a can of V8 or something like that. So it's just it's just kind of a funny thing. I looked at it, I'm like, is there tomato in there?
No, it's got the little hops there on the side, and some lemon, orange peel, the blood orange. So it's just the right mix of everything that makes it have the citrus flavor, but it's not overly citrusy, and it's not overly punchy as far as the IBUs go. So again, I think for anybody who likes beer but is not really into the IBUs of a really strong IPA, I think this is one that you would enjoy. Anything from Dogfish Head, pretty much.
It's a good review.
All right, well, good.
I've had things from there before, I think. Never on the show.
No. I think you've had them down at the beach.
Probably. Hey, Hey, Robert.
Yes?
Were you getting any reviews lately?
Actually, I don't know what happened, but the floodgates opened, but we did get some reviews. And these are all here on, I guess, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, whatever they call them. But one of them I just had to laugh at. So I'll go ahead and read that to you here. Well, actually, there's a couple of them that are good. And I think they really sum up the show. So this one here is from Adult Children. Well, actually, the subject is Adult Children. Said, these Bobs are hilarious. They're essentially adult children. All you can ask for in a podcast host is someone you like to hang out with. And this podcast gives you two.
We're adult children.
Pretty much.
I still claim myself as a dependent on my parents' tax return. I don't know if that's appropriate or not.
Only if you get caught.
I wish I could ride on my dad's health insurance, though. Although he's retired, he probably doesn't have that anymore.
I don't think you want his. No. This other one that really stood out too, and it's DJ. Let's see, D Jazzy Cool One.
I love
and
that.
And it's a stumbled upon a gem, and the message or the review says what sounded like a garbled mess in the first few minutes turned into one of the funniest comedy performances I've heard on a podcast in a while. You may not have a taste for the beer talk or the raw talk, but if you can hang in there, you're in for a treat.
What's funny is usually the last part of the episode is a garbled mess.
we have our intro where we're kind of, I mean, for lack of better words, feeling each other out, just talking about the thing, and then we have our beer.
That was forward of you.
Hands to yourself. We have that, and then we basically get to it, but it's really pretty much after the beer. So the beginning is a lot of just, I mean, kind of list of things we want to talk about, and we kind of branch off before we actually get to it. So I can see where that is, but and then we've even talked about that too before, where people don't like the beer talk, but like I said, just hang in there and get to the rest after it. Fast forward through it if you need to, but we're in for a good show.
You know, I mean, our show is we don't necessarily, and like I said, we kind of skip around sometimes a little bit, and we tangent, and we like to try to go into every episode thinking we're going to be like organized and shit, but it never happens. We've already skipped shit that's on the list today. You know, it's like, okay, we'll try that next week. It didn't fly this week. We'll try it again next week. We had other shit to talk about, you know? Yeah, thank you for the reviews. Keep them coming. We really appreciate the feedback, positive and negative, mostly just positive. But you know, it's always good to kind of get validated by what our listeners are thinking about our podcast. And I'm glad that people are enjoying it.
Yes, me too. It just means more people are out there. So I guess what everybody else is doing is sharing the show. We've been pushing it a lot on Twitter and a little bit on Facebook, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But I guess that the traction is starting to gain, and we're getting more people out there. So the more you can share it with everybody, the better we're all be.
We're basically the next Corolla.
he's got a master class that everybody says is lame, but we don't need that shit.
Yeah, but it's Adam Corolla, so I feel like we should at least, I don't know. Do they have beer there? Is there going to be alcohol at the master class? Because, well, he does the whole ziggy zaggy, you know, and the chuck of beer. Yeah, I mean, I remember.
I love that show, The Man Show.
Yeah, that was with him and
on trampolines.
Him and the night,
some other guy.
No,
some short guy.
Yeah, but Jimmy Kimmel. Like, fuck off, Robert. I know what I'm talking about. You're not the boss of me.
Now, earlier you mentioned Sour Wench, and I figured we'd get into a little bit of discussion about our wives and the room.
I was wondering where that was going. I'm like, how is this?
Oh,
How is this? How is this segue going to finish up?
How are we going to do that?
My sour wench.
No, sour wench.
Sour wench. That's what I said.
Mucker or whatever I called it.
No, that's funny. You're funny. You're a funny guy, Robert. All right, let's on with the show. What are we talking about?
Something occurred to me the other day, and I asked you about it, and you said, because I wasn't sure if it was just me, you know. We're watching TV, and the show's going on. And it's, I don't know what show is. It's one of those 30-minute shows, and Melissa likes to pause this TV at the beginning of the show so that she can go through the commercials. Well, I can't. If we're sitting down at 8 o'clock and she wants to pause it for like the first 15 minutes so she doesn't have to watch commercials, well, I can't stare at a screen that looked a lot like what you did last week where it's not moving. I hear nothing. It's just sitting there. So I'm like, just go ahead and go through it. She's like, well, I don't want to be able to not forward through the commercials. I said, well, we're just sitting here staring at a screen that's not moving.
Uh-huh.
So I think, okay, just give me the remote. So, do you have that problem? Who uses the remote up there? And I've got more, but I want to give you the chance to kind of explain your situation. If it's the same, or is it just me?
So I use the remote, and I'm also I'm not afraid to just, if I'm entering the room and the TV's already on, just to go ahead and grab the remote and then sit down. Like, and Kelly always gives me shit about it. Like, okay, yeah. Well, you know, I guess you got the remote. I'm like, yeah, I guess I fucking do. No, And there's a couple reasons why.
Yeah.
First,
and it's not about control.
Yeah, it is.
Well, yeah. I was trying to.
No, that's I mean, number one, it's about control. I like to be in control by having.
We have a lot of female listeners. I was trying to keep them there, but you go ahead.
Well, it's not a male or female thing. It's not I'm the man, so I need the remote. It's I want the fucking remote so I can control it. So
it's done right
for me. For me, it just happens to be that I'm a male, but even if I were a female, I'd still want the fucking remote. So anyway, aside from that, try to make me out to be some sort of fucking bigot. no, it is control, but
it is a guy.
But
thing,
it's though. Also, there's okay, a couple more things. Also, right. I feel like Kelly with the remote, she just doesn't know how to use it as efficiently.
No.
I do.
They can't pause. They can't forward through the commercials without missing it. And then when stop, it goes too far, so they gotta rewind it, and they rewind all the way back through the last three commercials that they tried to skip.
So for the sake of efficiency,
right,
I also prefer to have the remote. Lastly, Kelly is a serial channel surfer.
Really?
Oh my God. There's a guide for a reason. You go through it, you find what you want to fucking watch. And you put it on, Kelly.
Watch three channels. It's anyway. Not since it's not we've like cut, you watch all 200.
Yeah, I mean, since we've cut the cord and we have streaming, our television is now streaming, so we use DirecTV now. It's not quite as bad because you kind of go in there kind of knowing what you're going to watch, but and with Netflix and things like that. And honestly, we watch Netflix more than anything else anyway. But just I remember the days of having just terrestrial television and just. channel surfing and that's a big part of it too, is because I'm very much like, all right, what's on, what do I want to watch, boom,
where's
on.
Baseball
I mean, I know how to get there quickly, but she does like, if she has the option, just to channel surf till I'm blue in my fucking face because I can't stand it anymore. I love my wife, by the way. But I just
I understand. Also love, but there's certain have things.
Possession of the remote control.
No, I hear you. So that's one thing too. And the other one is, and then she did it that same time. So what happened was we were watching it, and then the show actually I convinced her to just go ahead, just play it because I can't stare at a blank screen while we go through commercials for 15 minutes. So I get her to finally put the TV show on, and this is kind of what it's like. Okay, so we're watching it, and then she goes, "Hey, so what did you do today?" Like, okay, well, we sat here watching a blank screen for 5 minutes to go through commercials. Okay.
Oh my god, so this is my
talking.
This
is my I was like, too. Just so, but it's like we're like 15, 20 minutes in. Although 20 seconds in, so we've already stopped it, so we could wait.
I feel good. That it's not just me.
yeah, just go ahead, watch the show. So I talked to my mother today. Just push play. Okay. And she's starting to get mad. So I'm watching the show. It's a Big Bang Theory or whatever. So watching a couple. Hey, did you hear it's supposed to rain on Saturday?
Oh, my God.
So what do you want to do for your birthday? just push play. So I'm thinking that really the solution is to just go ahead and push play. And then when the commercials are on, that I wouldn't let her sit there and pause so that she could forward through. Then let's talk. Then let's have them. But if you want to be able to watch the show and not the commercials, just go ahead and play this stinking show, and then we'll talk about it later.
See, I get that too. It's 500 random thoughts spaced seconds apart from each other.
Yeah, but the pausing the show that we were trying to watch because she didn't want to get to the commercials, I was just going, all right, give me the.
Well,
that's kind of what I was at, like, the point.
So I'll be sitting there, and usually this is how it happens most nights. I put Harrison down. Kelly puts Colin down. I am inherently just a little bit quicker with Harrison because Colin's reading fucking chapter books with her, and I'm reading, you know.
Does he want to buy some?
Apparently, I know.
$38. I know
somebody will sell me a $30-something handwritten chapter book now. So good news there. But so, and then I read, like, you know, some fucking Thomas or Paw Patrol book to Harrison, put him down. I go out. Sit my ass on the couch, turn the TV on. I start watching television or streaming something. You know, usually I'm like trying to sandwich one of my shows in real quick, like in 5-minute increments, so I can get through it without her having to watch it.
Before she comes down.
She hates 90% of the television I watch. So,
she goes and
I don't know what she does. She washes her face and.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They have the ritual.
Braids her hair. I don't know. She doesn't braid her hair, but you know, she does all of her things. She has her evening. I need to get ready for bed ritual, which for me is just taking my pants off. For women, it's more than that, though. So then she finally comes out, and my bare ass
on the chair.
Yeah, I mean, and granted, like, I get it. Like, she's been home with the kids all day. I've been at work, and then came home and the kids, and so this is the first opportunity we've had to just have an adult conversation with zero interruption during that day. It's when the kids finally go to sleep. No problem. I respect that. And I want to know. I want to know what's going on. I want to make sure her questions, all 500 of them, are answered. But this is what she does. She'll start just talking about just little nuggets of information that she's either relaying to me or requesting. So I'll pause the television of my show. I'll listen. I'll answer. And then I'll wait and think, okay, we're done talking now. Not that I don't want to talk to her anymore, but simply that we are just done talking about things at that moment. So I hit play. 5 seconds later, one more thing. 5 seconds later. One more thing. 10 seconds later. Oh, one more thing. Five. Like, it's just. And then finally, she'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. She's like, you know what? I'm just going
to
let you.
Or you're trying
you just,
to.
You just want to watch your show.
you're a dick.
Shit. I've been sitting here staring at its screen on and off for the last 5 minutes. It's not that I don't want to talk to you. I think we're finished, and then I hit play, and then you somehow manage to not be finished anymore. Yeah. And it's very confusing and frustrating for me as a person. That's what I do.
You're a little bit nicer about it. I'm usually just write it down, and we'll talk about it on Saturday. Just
fucking text me about it, okay?
I'm so spent by the time, and even kind of
part of it.
That's why I'm glad to just do this once a week. Yeah, but spent, and she's had a hard day too. So I definitely need to be better about that. So I'll put that out there so she's listening to that. Although I'll edit that shit out. But
yeah, you got the button. You know, you're like Donald Trump right there
But
with his button that he presses and somebody brings him a Coca-Cola.
But I don't know. It's just kind of funny, but it's just one of those things. It just kind of makes you appreciate how different we are. But you know, it's all good. At the end of the day, we do love them, even if they sometimes drive us crazy, because we know that we drive them crazy just as well.
And listen, I trust my wife way more than I trust Facebook. That's for sure. Are you social?
Facebook? What do you mean? You still bitching about that?
Oh my God. They email me. Like, they're just like begging me to come back. They're like, please. They show you pictures of like your family members. They're like,
all the fun you had over the years.
Don't you love these people anymore? They're sad because you're not like, it's very psychological. So so listeners, okay.
Please don't go.
So
don't go away.
And I'm not just responding to the recent news from Facebook, but I had been contemplating for a long time closing my Facebook account. I just don't see the value in it that I used to. I'm kind of over it, and I just don't feel like dealing with Facebook anymore. So I go to close my account. So I've been on the fence for a while. What pushed me over the fence, though, was the whole issue with Facebook. And I'm not even going to go into details because everybody fucking knows what it is anyway. So I went to delete my account. And what does it do? It says, okay, but just in case.
Are you sure?
Just after the 11th time they've asked me if I'm sure that I want to delete my account, they go, okay, we're going to just pretend you didn't tell us until April 4th. At that point, then we'll delete your Facebook account. And maybe. Until then, we're going to bombard you with fucking emails every 5 minutes to remind you of all the good shit you're missing that's going on and why you need to log back on and just hit one little button that completely restores everything to the point that it's been before. But you know what? I have not done it. As of now, I still have until April 4th if I want to.
Yeah, you got 5 more days.
But I just...
Wednesday.
But to be honest with you, I don't...
6 days.
Like, I haven't felt like that. Oh, I need to get back. Like, there's been once or twice where Kelly's like showed me, because, you know, they fuck with your mind and your emotions.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, remember this post from a couple years ago? So Kelly will show me that. I'll be like, oh, that's so cute. That's a picture of Colin. Damn, that's cute. And then I got to remind myself, well, I downloaded all the fucking photos. I got it sitting on my desktop. I can actually right this very moment click on a folder and see that picture because I downloaded my Facebook data. So anyway, I have until the 4th. I don't miss it, though. That's the thing. Like, I was like, all right, if I feel like I miss it, I have it to go back to. But I don't really miss it. I think I'm just going to let it go ahead and lapse and be done with Facebook, except for my little kind of like fake half-ass account that I created just to manage 2 Bobs and my in-laws' condo in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, I mean, we're not big Facebook posters. I do like to look through and see kind of what's going on with people. That's really the extent of it. I think randomly I'll share a link to the show on my Facebook feed because I mean, if they follow it, they certainly heard about it. I don't want to push it there if the people are already subscribed, so they're not seeing it twice. Or people that there's just people out there that they don't know what a podcast is. I don't want to keep bombarding them with it. And so that's really the only thing that we do. I don't do really any pictures of the kids. I don't post, oh, we had a great game. And, you know, people kind of fishing for that feedback. I don't really do that. And I don't know if that's just a thing, but Melissa's the same way. We don't really do a lot of that. So the main reason, one, to have it is the show, and two, just to kind of scroll through and see what things are. I follow a lot of people at work, and I find out things from them that maybe I didn't find out through talking to them. And, hey, you know, good job on that. Or, hey, how's your house? Or that kind of thing is kind of cool. And that's really what I like it for. And I find a lot of people, particularly in this podcast community, finding the groups and kind of interacting with them and learning new things. And, oh, did you try this? And providing feedback. I mean, there's a lot of times that people are out there going, oh, well, I have a co-host and we don't live in the same area, so we can't do it together. And we want to make it sound good. It's like, well, if you want, here's a soundbite of it. This is how we do it, and help people get that. So I really like that part, but that's really kind of the extent of it. If it wasn't for all that, I think if we weren't doing this, I would probably be at the same point where I could just say, forget it altogether, because I don't find much value in it outside of those kind of extended circles, just because I don't share a whole lot, but I do like the interaction with other people.
I feel like you're trying to sell me into opening Facebook again.
No, but because that's more,
they got to, didn't they?
That's more, I think, more my thing, the chief relationship officer, just being out there and kind of interacting with those people and learning more about it. That's what I really thrive on. I thrive on learning and trying to figure out other ways. But no, I mean, to each their own. If you don't want to do it, that's fine. I think there's enough information out there, whether it's Google, Amazon, anything, what's it called? The MyFitnessPal, 150,000 people's shit was leaked this week. So there's enough information out there that I think cutting out Facebook, although Facebook is probably the biggest as far as all that, their scope is definitely the biggest, although I think what they say, 50 million, and MyFitnessPal was 150 million. But
no, Facebook has a billion users.
I know, but as far as whatever these people were that were affected, although it's expanding now more into the Android users and having their text messages and all that shit being shared and uploaded for.
Well, yeah, that part's crazy. I mean, not just text messages shared, but they could actually get your phone call data from you. Like, who are you calling and who's calling you? Like, that part is just crazy. And you know, the Facebook, Zuckerberg, they're hungry for that data, because that's big bucks. So big data is where it's all going. And so that's where, you know, these people are just, that's where they're just making a killing in revenue. But I'm sorry.
Is Facebook free? You know, and it is free. Yeah. You don't pay anything for it, but you don't pay anything, you know, tangible. You're giving them all of your data.
You're selling your data for nothing.
Searches and you're looking up all that stuff.
And you're allowing them to advertise to you, which I don't mind the advertising part. I'd rather get relevant ad. To be honest with you, I'd rather get relevant advertising that's something that I might actually be interested in. So if I go on there and I saw that there was something that I had looked up on Facebook, on Amazon, and it was showing up on my Facebook feed, like, hey, you saw this on Amazon, that so you're interested in that. Like, I don't mind that, because that's just, to me, that's just, you're going to show me an ad, you might as well advertise something that I might just actually see value in, versus just the old method that we, you know, as kids, just, let's just fling this ad out to as many people as possible, and we're going to hope that, like, some of them would be interested in it. Like, this is an actual targeted advertising. I believe in that model, and I'm okay with it. What I'm not okay with, though, is what Facebook did, which is, you know, my buddy takes a survey. I don't even take the survey, nor do I give this company permission to have that data. And because my friend took a survey, they get all of my information. And that, to me, you know, and again, what was weird to me, and I don't know if it's connected or not, but like, just funny emails I've gotten that I know, like, I'm just not. There's no reason these people should have my email address, and but it's very targeted with my name and stuff like that. And I'm just looking at it, I'm like, God, like, I feel it, and I can't help but think, I wonder if Facebook sold my information, including my email address, so these people think that I'm interested in the email they're sending me. And I don't know for sure, but I just don't like that thought of just my information being sold to the highest bidder. And that's at the end. That's my issue with it. As far as the MyFitnessPal thing, you know, luckily I don't believe in fitness, so you know, it's fine. No, I have used it, but you know what I use to log into MyFitnessPal?
Facebook.
So fuck off. And I don't have a Facebook account. I mean, I do. It's just, what are you cutting?
Well, I don't know where my bottle opener is, so I'm using these scissors.
So if you're
get up in my ballast point big eye.
If you're listening to this podcast, all I see is Robert wearing his lumberjack shirt with a pair of kitchen shears, just kind of like below the camera line, just hacking away at something with his kitchen shears.
I was opening a bottle.
Oh, you were cutting your fingernails or what? Oh, you smelled that one too. What's that?
Ballast point big eye.
Oh, man.
Suggested by one of our friends at the former You Don't Know-ish podcast.
I finished my Even More Jesus Imperial Stout, and it was, God, it was good. Hoppy. It's, again, even after that whole can, still delicious stout. I have here a blueberry cream ale from Sheboygan Brewing Company. I don't love this beer, but it's only like 5%. I figured it would like balance well with the 12%. I just downed like a champ, so I figure, you know, I wanted something that was a little bit lower in the alcohol content, and so, and I want to get rid of these cans of blueberry cream ale.
Did you have one of those before on the show?
I think so. Right? Didn't I?
Might be.
I'm going to check right now. Please hold.
All right, you check. We do have a list across the top of our website, thetwobobs.com. There's a What Are We Drinking link that we use just to kind of reference that. But yeah, this big eye that I've got is 84 or 88 IBUs. 84, yeah. So it's up from the 55 that I just had, and I noticed it right away. No fruit in there, but oh, man. Kicky in the teeth hoppy.
Oh, I never actually had this on the show. So this is a blueberry cream ale from Sheboygan Brewing Company. It's 5%.
I don't hate it.
5% alcohol by volume. It's
here, why
it's
why don't all you right. tell us about
it's
it?
A, it's a nice little ale. And
you've had blueberry ales.
It doesn't even list the alcohol by volume. I think it was like 4.5 or 5% or something. Like that. I just know it's low, so I figured it.
It's water. Know,
it's all right. It's a light. It's a very light ale. With just like hints of blueberry in there, but that's
You need my scissors to open
it? I'm not pulling it. No, no, I actually came prepared. I mean, it's a can, so that'd be weird. But also, I have a bottle opener just in case.
I lost mine.
Well, these things. So these bottle openers are awesome. It's like a metal slab.
It's made from an airplane.
It's made from a real NASA aircraft that crashed into the Atlantic Ocean. I don't know. Sometimes I make shit up and just say it on the podcast to see how people will react.
It's fine. They can't take a joke. So April 4th then is your big day. And I expect that you'll probably get a few more little notes from them.
I'm going to buy myself a present.
Try to. We're going to mark this day. This time next year, we're going to remember it. Ah, it's your anniversary. Congratulations.
I've gone a year. I've gone kind of a year without Facebook. I do have a Facebook account that I made under an alias with, and I have zero friends, and you can't even search for it. So good luck. And it has an email address that is not even anything I'm going to be checking on a regular basis. So it's going to be pretty hard for them to really get any good information on me, other than I have a podcast and I have something to do with a condo in Myrtle Beach.
But that's it.
That's about it.
But leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, leave me the fuck alone. I don't want to fucking deal with you. You assholes.
Well, big data is out there. So if you're at all worried about it, Facebook is not really the least of your worries, but it's only one part of the puzzle.
They help terrorism. It's funny I mentioned that. But there was a CNN article that actually looks like popped up on my phone today. And I haven't read it yet, but
dear Facebook user.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. It's from BuzzFeed. And the title, the headline is, a Facebook executive wrote a memo justifying the company's growth, even if its tools are used to coordinate terror attacks. So
I saw that.
Facebook equals terrorism.
Well, if you want to keep your Facebook account going, and like I said, just be able to use it for all the things that you do, and you're not quite ready to pull the plug like Rob, one of the links in the show notes will be something that I used earlier just to kind of clean out some of the stuff and lock it down a little bit. But it'll be a link in there for the Daily Dot, which has a whole list of settings that you can go through and kind of straighten things out if you do decide to keep it.
Fantastic. Do it.
You know what time it
just
is?
Do it. Just do it. I feel like it's crazy news time, correct?
Absolutely. I like being back in the saddle.
This beer kind of sucks.
It feels good. We really needed this last week.
I did need it last week, and I didn't get it. So I just went out.
You were a grouchy fuck.
No, dude. I just, you know what I went, what I did just to kind of get everything out, I just went and murdered a bunny. Happy Easter.
Well, it is that time.
Just kidding.
It is that time. It's fine.
Beer sucks.
You're allowed to once.
After drinking this phenomenal beer from Evil Twin that I purchased at Napa Valley Beverage Company, 15 miles from the Heights.
our friends in Napa Valley.
This beer sucks ass. I don't even think I'm going to drink it. But hey, what's going on in crazy news this week, Robert?
This one comes to us from our friends at the York Daily Record. And the title of the article is A Walmart Wedding. And we've talked about Walmart in the past. And it's here's why a central PA couple, which is Pennsylvania, got hitched in the garden section. It's not uncommon for two people who work at the same place to date each other, or for that matter, to fall in love. Oh, God damn it. It says it's not uncommon for two people who work at the same place to date each other, or for that love to blossom into marriage. But when people marry, and many of their... God damn it. I'm reading ahead. But when the couple marries and many of their coworkers who help bring them together can't get off work for the wedding, what do you do?
One, your couple answer that question by bringing the wedding to their coworkers at the local Walmart. On Saturday, Christy Sloanaker Torres married Leda Torres and the Christy and Leda, huh?
They already have the same last name, evidently. I bet you that's their married name. They probably didn't. Probably. They better not be related. I'll be pissed.
So Christy and Leda in the Garden Center at the Walmart in West Manchester Township. The venue choice seems odd on the surface, especially at a time when some weddings take place in ritzy mansions and lavish estates. But dig deeper into their relationship and the Walmart wedding doesn't seem as crazy.
The couple met in September 2015 when Torres first got a job as manager at the store. Within the first few months, the pair began mildly flirting, often finding themselves walking past each other just to walk past each other. Sloanaker Torres admits she was scared at first to get into another relationship after her first marriage didn't go well, but she was persistent. One day when it was snowing, she asked if I could come pick her up since I have a truck. Of course she does. When she got in the truck, she said, "So, are you going to go on a date with me?" A few days later, the pair had their first date at the National Arc.
What was that? Aquarium? What a phlegm in aquarium. God. You need to spit that out or something? Or
Bishak Dev.
Clear your throat.
I'll leave that one in there. A few days later, the pair had their first date at the National Aquarium in Baltimore. And things took off from there.
Are you sure it's not Spanish?
Aquarium.
Aquarium.
The aquarium.
So yeah, right up there, just north. Yeah. I mean, Baltimore to where they are. It's basically Baltimore. You're going to draw a line straight up into Pennsylvania, and it's right there on the line. Here. So not too far for me, actually. I might have to head up there and check out the garden section.
Let me read something.
I think they already did.
I'm ready. Put me in, coach. I found my soulmate, finally, Torres said. She's the love of my life. Sloanaker Torres added, people always say you can find true love in the first time. Others, it is unexpected. And that's what happened with me. What we have is beautiful. It's amazing. I scrolled the wrong way. Let me find it.
Are you in the right article at least?
No, I have the right article, so that's good news.
Right? You go to the aquarium?
The aquarium. Aquarium. In December 2017, the couple decided they were going to get hitched and began planning a private ceremony at their York home. But as they started sending out invitations, they realized that all their friends work at fucking Walmart. No, it says they realized many of their coworkers, dozens of people who have supported the couple, wouldn't be able to take... for the event. Okay.
But this, one of them's the manager. Couldn't she just let everybody they wanted to invite and all the people they didn't like could just stay and work?
Not a store manager. After all, the store is open 24 hours and someone has to be there. They were going to invite the whole fucking Walmart crew to their apartment? Okay. That's when Sloanaker Torres came up with the idea to just bring the wedding to Walmart. We both have a lot of really close friends that we call family at our Walmart store, Sloanaker Torres said. We discussed it with the store manager and the home office so that everybody in our store, everybody that we share our lives with, can be part of our wedding.
Well, that's cool. I guess it qualifies as crazy news because it ended up in a Walmart. But that's a nice story. I'm almost got a tear in my eye.
It's very nice.
They made it work.
And they're a very lovely couple. And also, yeah. it's very obvious which one has the never mind.
Let it go.
I'm going to stop. Let's just say it's beautiful women who have found each other and are getting married in holy
matrimony. And that's the important part.
And, yeah. Okay, good. What's next? Oh.
Well, it's funny you mentioned killing a bunny earlier because it is Easter. And by the time this one comes out, it'll be the day after Easter. So we've actually got a crazy news story that does involve this holy holiday.
Fantastic. And we're going to our friends at worldnewsdailyreport.com, the pivotal news source for today's hard-hitting news stories across the globe. This one takes us to Israel, where a man clamming.
We just did that article. Well, there we go.
This story.
I like his beard.
This story takes us to Israel, where a man claiming to be a time traveler turns himself in for killing Jesus Christ. Why? Oh God! What are you doing with your kitchen shears now? He cut Jesus Christ with kitchen shears. Oh my God! The Jerusalem. Oh, you're doing it.
Oh. Well, I was going to try to because I was going to hiccup.
Oh, you can do it. I can do it. It doesn't matter. Who goes first?
Okay, I read all the last one. I'll let you read some
of the last one. The Jerusalem District Police has confirmed that an unidentified man dressed in a Roman armored presented himself this morning at its headquarters carrying a blood-covered spear-like weapon. the man who speaks
of course
only in Latin... clearly identified himself as the Roman centurion Caius Longinus Anximus and claimed to be and claimed to be a time traveler from first century AD. According to police spokesman Jacob Levine, the man claims he's the killer of Jesus Christ and that the weapon he carried is the one, the holy lance, that pierced the Christ in his side during the crucifixion.
He said he was a Roman soldier and had killed Jesus because he was an enemy of Rome. He says he realized too late that Jesus was the Messiah.
Oh, it was an accident. So he's like stabbed him. It was like, oh, fuck, I didn't know that he was the Messiah. Yeah. Son of a bitch.
All that wine coming out. I'm sorry. Man also claimed that God tormented and tortured him for almost 2,000 years to punish him for his crimes. He told us that he had suffered centuries of divine punishment, being killed and resurrected thousands of times. He claims he turned himself in because it was part of the deal with God to be freed from his punishment.
Wait, did you just insinuate that Jesus Christ was full of wine? Why do I smell yeast? This guy smells like bread. And he the Jerusalem District Police believes the man might suffer from schizophrenia or a similar mental issue, clearly, and are asking for the public for help in identifying him. He measures 1.74 meters. What? 1.7 meters. He measures 1.74 meters. And weighs 64 kilograms. Hold on. Hey, Siri, what is 64 kilograms in pounds?
64 kilograms is 141.
Okay, so he's 141 pounds. He brown hair and brown eyes. That's what it says. Ouch. He brown hair and brown eyes and speaks Latin. I can't believe World Daily News Report would allow a grammatical error to be... Oh, man, the syntax issue in this sentence. He brown hair and brown eyes and speaks Latin perfectly. He also has the letters SPQR tattooed. I wonder if that's an ETF I could buy. Tattooed
that's Latin
on his left arm. According to experts, it is not uncommon for schizophrenic individuals to have have delusions that they are important historical or religious figures like Napoleon, Jesus or Jesus, or George Washington.
Oh, give me some wine.
You wanna finish here, starting with however, comma, patience.
Oh, okay.
I can do it. You do it. You do you, Robert. Finish this fucking story up so I can get upstairs and sit on my couch.
All right. Well, I'm gonna do this in the voice of Jesus himself. However, patients suffering from this phenomenon called grandiose delusion.
He sounded just like you.
rarely identify themselves with characters of secondary importance, making this case quite unique. Well, it feels like I need music.
Long anus.
Longinus.
Long anus. It's
a mythical creature in Christianity described in Christian tradition as the Roman soldier who pierced Jesus with his long anus in his side with a lance and said, God. Holy lance!
We're going to hell.
During the His name isn't clearly stated in the Bible, but the different Christian traditions have developed several stories around him. He is traditionally venerated as a saint and martyr by the Roman Catholic Church, Eastern Orthodox Church, and several other Christian communions, even if little is known about him.
I just can't believe that this happened.
I don't know what Spore was thinking.
I don't know what Spore was thinking either. But, you know, thank you to our friends again at worldnewsdailyreport.com for reporting this story, which I think at this time of year, as we celebrate or mourn. Do we mourn? Do we celebrate? I don't know. We celebrate.
I don't know. We need a shit ton of candy Jesus is all I know.
And
Smucker's jelly beans.
Smucker's jelly beans. I had some sixlets. My in-laws Kelly and I made us a basket that had sixlets and caramel eggs.
They're called chiclets. It's gum.
No, asshole. Sixlets have chocolate in them. Fucker, they're different. I know what chiclets are. Jesus, Robert. So anyways.
All right, show title.
You know, if, again, worldnewsdailyreport.com is a great source of hard-hitting news. You can see other types of stories on worldnewsdailyreport.com. For instance, former Russian spy claims Putin poisoned him with gay hormones. Poutine,
Vladimir Poutine,
which is a Canadian dish of French fries, cheese curds, and gravy.
Well, you know, they never spell the names right. They, you know, that's like our, and every time, especially with all the news that's going on, I keep hearing the FBI director, James Comey. And I was like, no, James Corney. But I think that Poutine is supposed to be Vladimir Putin. That's what it is, a former Russian spy.
Oh man,
I'm stuck on the picture. Do you have the ad up at the top that there looks like they're frying bananas?
Let me see here. No, I have some Asians, and it says this unbelievable tiny company is disrupting a $200 billion industry. We had different things apparently.
Oh man, let's see. I'll show here. Start. I'm gonna share my screen. See it?
Oh no! Oh, wait. So I don't see that. What's that?
I think they're frying bananas or boiling them.
What it
is? I'd rather they fry them.
Tell me about it.
It just says he transformed his belly with one thing. I'm gonna click
that link.
World
News Daily Report gets a couple pennies for you clicking that. So good for them. We gotta help support them.
Says I got to sign up with Facebook, I think.
Oh, man. This is like a real thing. There's a doctor and shit and a video that you probably don't want to play. Wow. They probably just...
All there is.
God, they just mine so much data from your computer just for clicking on it.
That's
You're
fine.
Fucked. They're going to sell it to Facebook. And the Facebook is going to sell it to Russia.
I gave them your name.
Oh, good.
I gave more information to the Russians about you than Facebook did.
Oh, perfect. No, I emailed Vladimir fucking Putin. Directly with
Vladimir Putin
information, except I should have emailed them that tell them to wish you a happy birthday, but I forgot about your birthday because I don't have Facebook anymore. You know, I just can't win. I can't win. I'm gonna put your. Yeah. You know what? God dang it! Yeah, I'm gonna, this is what I'm.
Vladimir Putin.
I'm gonna put here. I got this. Wait. Okay. Bob. I got this. Bob.
Robert Kilimowski's.
Bob K's birthday. I got this. And it's gonna repeat every year. There. Now I got it ingrained. It's on my phone in my calendar now. So next year, I got you.
You'll get more reminders that your Facebook page is about to disappear than you will about that, but that's all right.
Probably. Well,
is that 58?
Is that a show?
Shit, we did it. Took 2 weeks, but we managed.
Episode 58, garbled mess.
We managed to fuck it up again.
Be on the interwebs here, coming at you. Yep.
Couple more days.
Yeah. And then if we're, you know, God willing, we'll have an episode 59. And that's if one of us, at least one of us, doesn't get struck down by lightning next week for our crazy news story. We're well, several
don't,
times.
Don't throw D you, on candy.
We're several times. And I should specify that several times you, not me, mock the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
But I did it with music.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Two Bobs.
It's okay, Rob.
You can find us at www.thetwobobs.com, on all the social things at Two Bobs Podcast. And we have a phone number. Robert, what is that phone number?
I noticed that you had a phone number.
Yes, we do. It's 530-882-BOBS, which is 530-882-2627. You can call us, leave us a voicemail, or send us a text message, and we'll read it on the show.
All right. There it is. Cue the music.
The preceding show is brought to you with joy a good one. By the Two Bobs.
Sorry, you can
all
spice it up.
All of their own and not of their respective employers. Music provided by Jewel Beat.
You want
to subscribe to the podcast?
You want
to
comment on this one?
Two Bobs, or for more information, please visit thetwobobs.com.
You should get Ben one of the new iPads with an Apple Pencil so he can just, rather than have to handwrite this stuff, he can just email the books directly to his classmates.
Well, I've been thinking about signing up for the Amazon Direct Publish where he can put it with scan all his shit and put it up there.
There you go.
Make it official.
I mean, listen, some child is willing to spend $36 for one of his books. Apparently, he wasn't quite as good of a haggler as the guy that bought it for a book for a dollar. But you know,
it was a signed first edition.
It's awesome. That's great. That is fucking great. Oh,
man. I know. That's why I was laughing at Melissa's. The guy, you ruined it. He could have bought us a house.
No, man.